Melody Gardot, on the new album, The Absence, you have chosen a production and co-writing from Heitor Pereira, who's a guitarist and writer, arranger, in fact, has come up with a number of film soundtracks, according to my research. So why did you choose him to write songs with?
It wasn't about writing the songs at that point. It was about finishing the record. I had enough material at one point to make probably two or three records. And I needed somebody to come in and just let me have a sounding board. I mean, you know, the idea of producing your own record is great when you got a trio and you're sitting down and you're jamming and it's open and there's no, you know, it's money jungle. It's free in expression. But when you're talking about a song and then you're talking about what that record is doing and then you're trying to figure out where those other songs go, sometimes you need someone to help you get out your own mind. And that's what having another creative partner does. It's like a marriage. They say, well, why do some people want to be with a partner and other people don't? You can be totally independent and happy, and that's fine. But you only have the mirror to reflect back to you. Sometimes you need another soul in the room. And when I saw Heitor playing, because I had reunited with him in Los Angeles and we were playing together, I saw him play and just a light went off in my brain. And I called him up and I asked him if he would help to be a part of what we were doing and to finish this record, because I had just begun and I was thinking of this and that. And he just, he struck me like a lightning bolt. And then we sat down and started working. And this is the first time he's produced a record. This is the first time we've worked together like this. It's the first time I've ever written a song with more than one person on a song like Amalia.
Yes.
But with my mentor, Phil Roy, and also he's the man who introduced me to Heitor many, many years ago. I knew Heitor like 4 or 5 years ago, but just as a guitarist. And in those last 4 or 5 years, he became a film composer, which is interesting because he's an incredible songwriter.
He did Despicable Me, didn't he?
He did a lot of things. Yeah. He did It's Complicated. He did The Smurfs. He's done some kids' movies, which I think is great because I've always really loved Disney movies.
Yeah.
And there's something about the cleverness of the lyrics and things like when Peggy Lee did, you know, Peggy Lee did most of those Disney movies, right?
Yeah.
When she's like, he's a tramp, but I love him. He's a tramp all the way. He's a tramp, but I love him. She wrote and sang and did most of these Disney tunes way back when because Disney really dug her. And I find that great because songwriting, like Cruella de Vil, I mean, it was brilliant. Baptiste Trognon could have done it. You know, it's so witty. And I think in movies now, I mean, I don't watch TV. I don't own a house. I kind of am a vagabond by choice. But I remember the way a couple of those films resonated, and I go back and watch them. There's one that, with Jazz Cats, actually, which I think is hysterical. The Aristocats.
The Aristocats,
yeah.
Yes.
Everybody wants to be a cat because the cat's the only cat who knows where it's at. And they have the Boris one. A square with a horn makes you wish you weren't born in the way that it plays. You know, I mean, somebody really sat down and understood what they were talking about. It's like it's swinging on the one and the three. It's like there's such clever wit that you you rarely get an opportunity to see stuff like that. And so, anyway, we were talking about songs, and the concept of working with somebody who had worked on a lot of these films was funny to me because it meant that there would be, in my mind, a perfect scene surrounding each song as opposed to just a performance.